The idea that no one is looking at the model presented by Mayor Rudy Giuliani in New York, which was very simple. If you throw a rock, you're arrested. If you throw a bottle, you're arrested. And all of a sudden, New York was, and it literally was almost overnight, New York became safe.
The John McCullough Show, weekday evenings at 6 on The Patriot.
And it's time for Sports Talk with Ron Cameron on the all-new FM 101.5 at AM 1400, The Patriot. I'm Alex Alway, your producer. We're joined by Mark Wilson. Here's Ron Cameron.
Well, folks, we're open line. Anything you want to talk about with Mark Wilson coming up in just a couple minutes. You got to turn your mic down. You're coming across. I hear you in my headsets. Yes, I do. We're open line taking your comments. He's shaking his head no. Comments and questions on sports.
He's looking. Got to get the keyboard out here.
800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. Joined by Mark Wilson in just a couple of moments. So it's open line, whatever you want to talk about with me and Mark. And we're going to talk a little bit about our two friends that died. And then both hours he'll be on, so get those questions and comments ready to email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com or give us a call, 800-923-9385. And future shows next week, it looks like we're going to try to get Ed Jockman on the show, Hall of Fame goalie with the Rangers and the Wings. One of the shows are following in the studio, Dave Bing, the mayor, the former mayor, and great Piston player, one of the top 50 of all-time Hall of Famer. Tigers released Lowe. I think that's a mistake. I know a year last year, but I thought he was solid at the end of the season, and the year he had the year before, saying he needed a little more. That's a little quick to release him. And they sent down Ghost, and folks, they sent down Ghost because he's now going to be a pitcher. He's going to work on pitching. He's got a heck of an arm. Left-hander, it's erratic, but boy, he's got stuff. And he was a pitcher in high school. Does that mean Moya's going to be in right field the start of the year? Oh, my goodness.
Your starting lineup today included Moya hitting 6 in right field. Also Jacoby Jones in center field hitting 8. And
I think Matuk's got to be your center fielder. You need to go back. Dominate AAA, then you'll be brought up. Not now. And you need somebody in center field that's going to cover ground. Matuk can cover the ground. And Jacoby Jones is pretty good, too. He's not ready for Major League pitching yet. You've got a lot of... And the Pistons. Boy, the Pistons suck. It's simple as that. I don't want to see the Pistons make the playoffs. They're playing like they don't give a rat's rear end. And it's showing. Lose to Brooklyn. Lose to Orlando. These teams stink. A lot of the teams the Pistons are playing, their stars out of the lineup. Vince Ellis made a good point. All Drummond does is watch. This guy goes right by him for a layup. Doesn't do a thing. He won't block shots. He refuses to block shots. And Jackson can't play any defense at all. Caldwell Pope, absolutely, is a toilet seat player, up and down, mostly down.
But he plays defense.
He plays a little defense, yeah. But you can't give $25 million a guy shooting 40%, can't pass the ball. And his three bad games in a row, then he comes up with a good one. Every time you're ready to bury him, he comes up with a good one. You're ready to praise him, he comes up with three bad ones. He stinks most of the time. Get my backup center, that's going to the third string center, get him some work. Get it to him now.
Boban?
Boban played 12 minutes, got 15 points and 4 rebounds. This guy averaged more shots blocked per minute than Drummond. It's close, but I mean, my goodness. My goodness. And Drummond refuses to block shots. Boban's gives you some energy, and Drummond gives you no energy at all. You say he's slow. He is slow, but why does he beat Drummond up and down the court? Ask you that. Give us a call, 800-923-9385. My guest today is Mark Wilson. On Sports Talk, Parker and the Man. North Center Brewing in Northfield features handcrafted beers on tap made right on the premises with Michigan-made equipment. Bring your family and friends to North Center Brewing to watch your favorite team or big game on North Center's 55-inch LEDs. with North Center Brewing's 10 taps. You'll always get a great beer. You can sample the beers, even take home your favorite brew. North Center Brewing in downtown Northville on Center Street across from Kroger. Open Tuesday through Sunday for hours. Check the web, northcenterbrewing.com, northcenterbrewing.com. If you have chronic pain or health problems with no answers, Orion Family Spinal Center, go to them. They'll get your nervous system checked. Your nervous system controls your whole body, causing a lot of the problems that you heard him say yesterday, Dr. Chris Bennett. They include back pain, headaches, digestions, and much more, and it's easily treated if you go to him, who's one, Dr. Bennett's one of the first or one of the few doctors that actually treats, gets to the causes, and eliminates those symptoms. Major insurance is accepted. Orion Family Spinal Center, corner of Walden and Baldwin Roads. For free consultation, go to OrionFamilySpinalCenter.com, OrionFamilySpinalCenter.com. And Advanced Medical Center in Dearborn provides A to Z treatment for all sports injuries, including surgeries, pain management, physical therapy, and a state-of-the-art facility. Advanced Medical Center, corner of Michigan and Schaefer. For an appointment, call Advanced Medical Center, 313-582-0100, 313-582-0100. We're talking with Mark Wilson on Sports Talk this evening. Taking your calls at 800-923-9385. Mark is in Vegas. How close were you to the shooting, Mark?
Yesterday's little deal.
Little deal?
Well, I'm making a little bit of fun. Obviously not fun of it because a person passed, but it was, you know, it was an isolated incident. Everybody saw it. This was following the, I was actually at the Bellagio for the robbery, the Rolex robbery the night before. I didn't know what was going on. We didn't know until later that there had been a robbery with a guy in a pig mask, for God's sakes, like it's some kind of Ocean's 14 movie or something. And then the bus incident yesterday, it was, you know, it was terribly tragic that a person died and one other got injured. Could have been a lot worse. And luckily, I stayed away from the Strip. I wasn't there yesterday for that.
My goodness.
The Cubs got caught
Sunday
up in
you guys. Happy 20th anniversary of Bloody Wednesday.
I thought you were going to wish me happy 47 years on the radio.
Well, 47 is insignificant. When you get to 50, I will. I was going to make a joke today, though, because, you know, North Carolina just finished off Florida to get to the their first Final Four ever. So of the three Final Four participants that we have so far, Oregon, Gonzaga, and South Carolina, Oregon has gone the most recent, 1939, the first one. I was going to ask you, Ron, how was it? Did you cover that one?
No, did you?
you're a touch on the older side than me.
Very, 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 very close to ages.
Now we got North Carolina, Kentucky coming up, so at least that's going to be, you know.
I think North Carolina wins that game. But I can't believe Oregon missing that big guy that set all the records for three-point plays in the conference. And you lost him four games ago. They were dead in the water. They were dead in the water. And look at him. Great coaching job. And the other kid blocked eight shots. Drummond, did you watch him drop eight shots? He's a rim protector, Drummond. And what are you out there? What are you doing out there, Drummond?
Well, I will tell you that Dana Altman is one of my favorite college coaches. So he is a very good coach. Mark Few at Gonzaga, who, of course, is very good friends with Judd Heathcote. They have lunch. I mean, Judd's about to turn 90, and I think they still do lunch once a week. Judd lives in Spokane, Washington. Mark Few is another of my favorite coaches. It's shocking to me how he hasn't taken an offer that I'm sure he's gotten over the years to coach somewhere else in Gonzaga. But he obviously enjoys it there, gets paid well, loves Spokane. It's a great area. Judd swears by Spokane, Washington, that it's a garden spot of the United States.
I'm going to get Judd on the show in the next few weeks.
You know, he's going to be 90 in May.
And that's
so you get him close to his 90th birthday.
That is just fantastic.
But you asked me about the Vegas thing. Yes, it was a tragedy yesterday, and luckily nobody got hurt in the robbery at the Rolex robbery at Bellagio on Saturday on Friday night.
Did they get your Rolex?
Yeah, they got me my Rolex. The guy with the pig mask got me my Rolex. Thank you, appreciate it.
No, I said, did he get your Rolex?
No, he was going for new ones, man. He doesn't want old ones.
Oh, yours is old, huh?
I don't have a Rolex, but if I did, it would be old.
They want the new shiny ones, Ron.
Okay, yeah.
The ones straight out of the counter. By the way, to the people who think that that does not happen here. I'm telling you, I've had to do this the last 24 to 36 hours. Because, you know, people come to Vegas from Detroit all the time, from all over the place. And whenever they see things like this, they think the city's very unsafe. I am telling you that I've come out here forever, and I've never once, not one time, felt unsafe on the Strip. Never once. And I've been in some weird places at wee hours.
I bet you have. I bet you have.
I have, and it's, you know, you'd think it'd be dicey situations, walking to your car, dark, you know, 3 in the morning. No, I've never felt unsafe on the Strip, ever.
You were in the prostitute, ring, were you?
Well, wait, the beauty is, though, you don't also see a huge police presence. You don't feel overwhelmed by some kind of military action, or there's not armed guards at every corner. There's a lot of plainclothes police, obviously, but the LVMPD and tactical did a great job yesterday with the bus situation and defusing that. But you don't see them. They're not overly invasive. And
interesting.
You can walk the Strip. You don't feel bothered by that. And you feel pretty safe almost all the time, no matter what time of day it is. And those incidences are still so few and far between. We just happen to have two back-to-back like that. That is very unusual.
Let's go to the phone. Your boy's on the phone now with you, Cowboy in Windsor.
Oh, hi, Mark, and Ma. Thanks for putting me on, Ron and Alex. A couple of things before I talk to you, Mark. Darren, I can't even talk to you. Ron, did you get a chance to interview Greg Jeffries when he played for the Tigers?
Who?
Greg Jeffries.
The outfielder?
Yeah.
I don't even know him.
I did many times. What about Greg Jeffries, Buster?
Yeah, well, I thought maybe that when he played for the Tigers in 99 and 2000, that maybe Ron got a chance to interview him.
No, not at all.
Oh, and what do you think of this idea of trying to make Anthony Gose a pitcher?
I like it.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it about an hour ago online.
He's got a tremendous arm, left-handed arm, and naturally he's a left-hander. So
yeah.
I'll tell you what, I think it's a good move. And he was a pitcher, and a lot of people thought he was going to sign as a pitcher.
Brad Ausmus today did make it very clear that Gose is going to the minors and playing outfield, and they'll see what they'll do about this idea about a conversion to the pitcher spot. It is unusual, obviously, in Major League Baseball to have that happen. Rick Ankiel did that, and Ankiel didn't turn out, you know, he went the other way around. He was pitcher to hitter. Adam Lowen, who actually played here with the Las Vegas 51s, and we have Big League Weekend this weekend, by the way, Cubs and Reds. Adam Lowen did that and got to play in the majors as both a pitcher and a position player. So recently we've had a couple of examples of guys who have converted the other way around. To go to pitcher is a little more unusual, I think, than going from pitcher to a position player.
You got it.
Yeah, and I remember when it looked as if Rick Ankiel was going to be a great pitcher, and then he kind of got, you know, he kind of got the yips, and didn't he have a couple of 20 home run seasons as an outfielder?
He had some power. He came up as a big prospect, and Rick Ankiel.
He was good with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
With the Cardinals, then he had that horrible playoff where he had like 5 straight wild pitches.
Yeah, he was.
And they knew at that point that he couldn't control himself, so he literally spent the next 3 to 4 years trying to become an outfielder, and he became a pretty good hitter. And Buster's right. I think he had at least one 20 home run season. I don't know about two. I'd have to look at that.
Yeah. Mark, did you? I don't know if you know anything about Lenny Dykstra, but it seems to me that I was reading about just exactly what a scumbag Lenny Dykstra was. Did anybody? I don't know if you ever covered him or had a chance to know anything about his situation. But did anybody, around the Fifth Estate know anything about that?
Well, he's had all sorts of, used the word about him, and that's not too far off. I mean, you know, he's done some very some kind of terrible things in business, and he's cheated people out of money, and there's all sorts of stuff that if you go and you look, it's almost too much to document here, but the stuff that I've read about Lenny Dykstra and what he's done is pretty wild, criminal in many cases. But,
yeah, he spent some time in prison, I know that.
Yeah, he's had all sorts of fraud. I think there was some tax evasion.
There was tax evasion.
And I think he did it was a Ponzi scheme. I think he had a car wash that he built some other players out of money who invested. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff with him. He doesn't seem to stop. He just keeps making mistakes.
Yeah, yeah, and he seems to be a racist and a homophobe and everything else. That...
Oh, that, yeah, that's well documented.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Cowboy, thank you, man.
Anyway, thanks. Have a good week, boys.
You too. You the same, Cowboy.
Rick and
Hey, Ron, I got one. Greg Jeffries. Rob and I were on the air. It was at DFN, I guess. We were opening day 1998, 99. And we were just ripping the Tiger pitching staff to no end, right, on the morning show. That's when we were doing mornings. And we went to the ball game. We went, you know, after we were done, we went out for opening day. We went to Tiger Stadium. It was the last year at Tiger Stadium. And we walked downstairs. You know how you walk through the dugout to the clubhouse? The old Tiger Stadium clubhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we didn't even have our faces appear. You know how you go down, you see people's legs coming, and then you see the whole body, the person appears. Greg Jeffries, and I can't use his language, one of the guys we were ripping on was Doug Brocale, and Greg Jeffries looks up and sees us and says, "Oh, are you two in trouble?" They actually heard our show that morning. They were not happy, and Greg Jeffries was the first to say, "Brocale wants to see you two outside right now." So what's he going to do? Is he going to harm us? I mean, it's, you know, what's he gonna... So Rob and I went, and Brocale was not happy, but at least we didn't get hit. But that was Greg Jeffries. The first thing he said was, "Oh, you two are in trouble."
Oh, I've had that a few times.
I'm sure you have. I know you have. That's my Greg Jeffries story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, we got to take... We're late a break, way late a break, so we take a break.
You just, 1 year, 25 home runs, 71 RBIs for Rick Ankiel in 2008.
Yeah. And a heck of an arm, left-handed arm from the outfield. We're open line with Mark Wilson from Parker and the Man fame, taking your calls at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Open line for both hours with Mark Wilson. Westland Bowl for over 50 years, for you and your family and friends to bowl or join a league. Westland Bowl is one of the largest bowling centers in Metro Detroit, 60 lanes, with many new amenities, two bars and a snack bar with great pizza and burgers. Have fun and burn those calories, Alex. You need it. At Westland Bowl, a perfect place for fundraisers and company parties. Westland Bowl on Wayne Road, north of Ford Road. Snack Depot in Warren and Dearborn Heights has over 6,000 square feet of old-fashioned candies and candy for all your party needs. And the perfect place to buy for your candy house. Snack Depot has rock-bottom prices for not only candy, but bread, groceries, and beverages. Just stop by Snack Depot and browse. You won't believe the selection of candy colors and the prices. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Snack Depot in Warren on Gross Beck, north of 8 Mile. And Dearborn Heights on Beach Daily between Van Born and Michigan Avenue. And Jay's Penalty Box in downtown Ferndale just opened and is fast becoming the area's top sports bar, showing sports on many high-def TVs. Jay's Penalty Box features Angus burgers, homemade pierogies, brats, fish and chips, roasted turkey, killer corned beef Reuben, Tuesday 50-cent wings, Jay's Penalty Box, lunch, dinner, drink specials, 7 days, Jay's Penalty Box, corner of Woodward and 9 Mile. And Michigan ED Clinics, a facility that helps men with erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, and post-surgical prostate impotence. And Michigan ED Clinics offers treatments that change men's lives. Their doctors help most men eliminate erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation with just one visit. Popular prescriptions don't always work and can be dangerous. 70% of men do not respond to pills. His custom blended medications work on 98% of men. Go to MichiganEDClinics.com, MichiganEDClinics.com, MichiganEDClinics.com. And the Avenue in River Rouge featuring the best in Mediterranean cuisine, lamb chops, shish kebab, chicken bobs, and hummus. Patou salad. People come from all of downriver for the Avenue's famous shawarmas. The Avenue has Angus beef burgers, fresh seafood, jumbo fish and chips, tilapia filet, Cajun spiced salmon, specialty salads and appetizers, serving lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. Stop by the Avenue on West Jefferson between Schaefer and Outer Drive. the Avenue. Mark Wilson from Parker and the Man, famous my guest on Sports Talk. We're taking your calls at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. Next hour, we're going to talk about the two men that just died that were close to both me and you. We'll do that next hour here on Sports Talk. We're talking all sports. And what do you think, Mark, of the Pistons' utter collapse?
Well, it's interesting that you put it that way, utter collapse, because there was a point there, I suppose, about a couple of months ago where it looked like they had turned the corner, and maybe in SVG's third year they were starting to play like you wanted them to play. I still go back to October. I mean, I said it then, and I'll say it again. I did not think this team was built for consistency. So
well,
I didn't think
right
that little run was going to be the difference between a turnaround or that this group of people that I don't really like together and the way they play together was going to be playoff savvy. So it doesn't shock me that they've lost 6 of 7, that they've been blown out by the Bulls and the Magic, that they've now lost more games this year than last year. They were 44-38. Now they're 34-39 now.
And the teams are losing are a joke.
You know, Andre Drummond is only the second player in the history of the NBA to amass 1,000 rebounds or more in 4 seasons before the age of 24. The other is Dwight Howard. So you would think that alone should be good enough. But I always put AD in the category of Kevin Love in a way, because when Kevin Love was doing double-doubles a night and his numbers were outstanding, in Minnesota they won nothing and nobody got better. So you have the almost the exact same situation. And it took Kevin Love to go to Cleveland and play with LeBron and Kyrie Irving to make Love a winner. I don't think AD he can't be the featured player and be a winner in Detroit. He has to be that kind of guy where he goes where someone else is and then provide this 14 points, 14 rebounds. Obviously, the free throw thing is still a problem.
And what about the shot blocking? He should be one of the best in the league. He's one of the worst in the league.
Well, shot blocking has become kind of a lost art in the NBA.
It shouldn't be.
And I don't know why that is, except that I think that guys play slower. I don't think this is a very fast league right now. But you're right. He's not very good at it. And KCP, another one, too inconsistent. I think, you know, one day 32, one day 5. I mean, you can't do it and really want to get to where you want to be. So this is critical. I mean, this is critical match for the Pistons with the last year of the Palace and going to the LCA and Stan Van Gundy now with only 2 years left on a contract. They'd have to pay him off at $14 million as to what you really want to do with the organization. I think it's an organizational year now. If they don't make the postseason, and right now they're tied with the Bulls for 9th, a game and a half back of the Heat, so it still could happen. But you want a stat that I did not realize. You want to hear something kind of incredible?
What?
Even though you might know it, but you'll use it now forever, or at least for a while. Are you ready for this on the Pistons? I looked this up. I actually was angry when they lost to the Magic by 100 million points. So I looked something up. Because this is about a decade now of this horrible basketball. It's a decade. It's almost 10 years. When you look at the 6 different coaches that have been a part of this for this last decade, since the late, great Flip Saunders left. From 2002 to 2008, the Detroit Pistons, this 2002 to 08, I think this will blow your mind because I never thought about it this way. The Detroit Pistons won 73 individual playoff games. Okay? In there, of course, was the championship and then the second appearance in the finals to San Antonio. Won a championship and lost the second one in Game 7.
But thank you, Rasheed Wallace.
Playoff
Cutlass
games,
Wonder.
73 of them. That means 73 times your fans went home happy. 73 times they had a good feeling about the club. 73 times they had hope for something great in the postseason. Since 2008, the Detroit Pistons have won 0 playoff games. 0. They're 0-10 in their last 10 playoff games. Their last 2 to Boston in 08, and then the 2 sweeps to Cleveland. One for Michael Curry, one for Van Gundy. Think about that for a second. From just 02 to 08, 73 different times you left the Palace, you watched TV in a road game or whatever, and you were happy about your team's performance in the post. That's the playoffs.
Well, let me ask you this, Mark.
0 sense.
Do you make an attempt in giving Caldwell Pope even anywhere near $25 million?
You know, unless you're going to tell me who's going to replace him, I think you guys get too caught up on the money. Because you've got to tell me, you guys either want to...
Those easily replace shooting guards.
Well, then tell me who you're getting.
Somebody, anybody, the Caldwell Pope. And you say caught up in the money. The Pistons have the third highest payroll in the NBA, Mark, and they stink to high heaven.
Not good enough. It's not good enough, though. I agree. But it's not good enough to go to anybody but blank. I never buy into that. Anybody but Drummond. Anybody but Caldwell Pope. Anybody but Tobias Harris. Anybody but Marcus Morris. I hear this too much, and I don't think that resonates. Anybody but Reggie Jackson. Anybody but Stanley Johnson. Anybody but Reggie Bullock. Anybody but, and you can go through all the roster. Anybody now but John Lord. Anybody but Ish Smith. I hear this all the time. It happens. This is what happens with bad teams, is that you just want to get rid of the guy, but you can't figure out who's going to replace him. So having said that, the NBA is very weird about this. And, yes, you give max contracts to strange people because that's the way it was built. That's the negotiating agreement from the CBA that a lot of people don't like.
It stinks.
Well, what it does is it keeps the idea that, you know, I asked someone the other day, I said, really seriously, how many teams have a chance to win the title this year? And they went three. Golden State, Cleveland, and San Antonio. They didn't even put the Celtics in there. They said Cleveland, Golden State, San Antonio. This is why we've only had 11 champions since 1980. And the other sports have had 18 to 20 champions. Different teams.
Different team, different league. And it's listen, the lines are lit up. Let's go back to the phones. And for Mark Wilson, starting with Kurt in Fraser. You're on with Mark, Kurt.
All right, thank you. Mark, yesterday Ron told me that it would be a center field platoon between Matuk and Ghost, and now we know that's not right. So can you tell me, of the five outfielders left and right in center field in camp, who will turn out to get the three spots?
Ghost is, I mean, not Ghost, but Ghost, I think Matuk's right. Your center fielder.
Well, that's what you told me yesterday, but you said that Ghost would platoon with them. And
I thought he would, but they dumped Ghost just like they did. I also said that Mark Lowe is going to make a comeback. He's released.
Wait, but there's Presley, Moya, Jones, Collins, and one other. Who am I forgetting? That's still
you're forgetting nobody because you haven't mentioned anybody.
Upton.
Matuk. Those are the five left for the right field and center field positions in camp.
First of all, Elvis is dead. Left. You're not going to get Presley's dead. You won't get him. Ghost is near death. And
Ghost is gone. He's went back to...
That's all right. He's not. He might not be gone for good. He could still come up again.
No, for this opening day, he won't
for opening day. No, I'd put Matuk in center field. Forget about it. I don't want to see Collins in center field. He stinks.
There's a right field spot. JD won't
There's your Moya, it looks like. And, oh, my, that's why you got to have Matuk. Matuk can go get him in center field. And you know what? This guy's not ready for major league pitching, Jacoby Jones, yet. Let him go down and learn.
Collins or Presley is your backup then, right?
No, Presley's dead. Don't use him. And so he's not going anywhere. No, you can't use Presley
Mark,
as your backup.
Do you agree with that? You agree with that we'll keep Collins as the backup, and we're going to put Matuk in center and Moya in right?
Are you asking me? Because Ron's hot on the heels, so I'm just letting him go.
Go right in, Mark.
Look, Tyler Collins had a three-run ding yesterday. Every time he does this, and I don't know if this is an auspice thing, but they fall in love again. They fall in love every time Tyler Collins hits a triple.
I've never been in love with him, but he's not a bad hitter, but he can't play center field. He can't throw.
All right, but we've seen that act. So there's your Tyler Collins thing. He's probably first on the list because of that dang three-run homer.
Oh, that's awful.
Even Moya's hitting 190 in the spring. He had a great opportunity here to show something in the spring. He's hitting under 200. He's hitting under Mendoza.
Matuk's been playing well lately.
Alex Presley at 414. The only question with Alex Presley is I don't think he's a very good fielder. He's hitting a lot. Andrew Romine is hitting a lot. He's hitting 330, he's hitting 340.
He may be the best fielder of the month. Now, Matuk probably is.
The world. So the question becomes that one guy, and you're not going to like what I'm going to say, but if I hear one more time that Jacoby Jones needs to go down to the minors to learn how to hit pitching, I think I'm going to barf.
Barf, because he does need to go down and learn.
He needs the experience.
Well, he needs experience in the minor leagues. He's not ready for big league pitching yet.
On your show, because Jacoby Jones should be given that position, should be left out there to make mistakes, do whatever he's got to do, but I guarantee you he'll be better than he is bad. So in my opinion, Jacoby Jones, enough with this nonsense. The guy, all he does is hit. He's hitting 341 in the spring. I would play him.
What did he hit last year when he came up? One something?
I'm not that concerned about a call-up in September. I'm not.
You're more concerned about spring training?
I am more concerned about how he looks today than how he looked last September, yes.
He's playing against Mickey Mouse players because most of them were at the World Baseball Classic.
Well, but that happens to everybody. Yeah. I don't know what... So you're playing that game again.
The organization feels he needs more experience to handle the breaking pitch in the big leagues.
That's why he's still in camp. I don't think you're right, Rob, because he's still in camp. And if that was the case, they would have kept Ghost and put Jones down. But you got to remember, Ron, that he played in the Arizona Fall League, and he's been playing mostly center field in spring training. He's getting the reps he needs.
I want Matuk in center field.
I'm not convinced Matuk is the answer.
Matuk will be the backup, I think, and you're going to have either Collins or Moya and Wright. I think maybe Collins and Wright, if he can play, he's had an injured lat, and that's a hell of a
tell you what. Well, that outfield of Upton, Collins, or Moya, whoever you put up there, you better have Joe DiMaggio in center field. That's all I'll say to that.
No, we're going to have a lot of ground balls, like you said.
We hope there's a lot of ground balls.
Moya can't play right field either.
Oh, he's awful. Oh, they're awful.
Well, that's what I mean. You got to put somebody in right, and nobody you've mentioned can fill that position very well.
I'll mention one you haven't mentioned that'll play it real. Al Kaline. So what? He's in 80 years old. He's a better outfielder than anybody they got now.
All right, Ron. We won't argue that, Ron. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Kurt.
I've been saying that Kaline needs to come back just for that 400th homer, so I'm all in.
Yeah, you're all. We got to take a break. John's waiting on the line now, but we got to take a break here, and then we'll come back and take more calls from Mark Wilson at 800-923-9385. Let's remove this and the one break, and we'll do it later in the next hour. And let's go to John in Detroit. You're on Sports Talk, John, with Mark Wilson.
Ronnie, Mark.
Oh, my God, you're still alive, John. You're still – John, I thought you were dead.
Ronnie, I thought you moved to Mexico after Trump won, Ronnie. You're still here.
Are you still in Trump's corner?
Absolutely.
You're
Ronnie.
In the bar, John. You're drunk. You're absolutely drunk.
Ronnie.
You're hallucinating.
Absolutely.
You're hallucinating is right.
Ronnie, Mark, I've got to ask you something. First of all, Mark, I had you on the back of milk cars. I haven't heard from you in years, Mark. Where are you hiding at?
Listen to the show. He's on every 6 weeks with me. What are you doing? You did just the show? You used to call me when I was out of town.
What city Mark's living in now?
Vegas.
I'm in Las Vegas, John.
Mark, are you on the radio in Vegas at all?
Not at the moment. I've done some fill-in stuff, but it's not really what I want to do. So I've kind of taken a pass on a radio thing for a bit. But I might be doing some more coming up soon.
So you like your chances better in Vegas than in Miami?
No, it's not about chances. I love it. I just we love the Valley. We love Las Vegas. I've been coming out for years. And when the winter of 15 hit, I couldn't take it anymore. So we decided to get out of Michigan and go back, come out here to the Valley, and we love it. We just love Las Vegas.
Well, Mark, I want to talk to you a couple questions about sports, but first on Rich Fisher, Mark. You worked with Rich Fisher, didn't you?
Great man, great man.
Yeah, now I saw that I saw that yesterday, Mark. That was very sad.
What about Ron Savage? We were all close, look, there he's gone.
Mark, I just look back to the days of Rich Fisher and Bill Bonds and Mort Krim as news anchors and Ron Savage too, and look what we have today. It's amazing.
I'm not going to argue.
I don't know about that. Maybe in Detroit, I don't know. You know, you still got some great people there, but I don't really know what to say. Ron, I thought I was on your show after Ron Savage went. Yes, no.
No, we talked, and we talked on the phone about that. No, you were not since Ron's gone.
I thought you. No, no, no. I was on your show after Ron passed.
No, you weren't.
When did Ron go? Because I was on your show right at the start of February, end of January.
Well, he hasn't been gone that long.
About three weeks.
And Mark, I look back at Drew Sharp, the only sports columnist in Detroit who told it like it is. And what we have now, with the exception of Wojo, is a total disgrace. I mean, this is such a minor league town sports wise, Mark. It's amazing. But Mark,
all newspapers are going under.
But Mark, I wanted to ask you, Colin Kaepernick, why don't you think people have picked him up? I think he's a disgusting piece of crap. But I think the reason why no one's picked him up, Mark, is because he's finished as a player, irregardless of his his actions in Mark, I think Ron agrees with me on this, and I assume you would too. If you don't want to stand for the national anthem,
move out of the country. Move somewhere else.
In the locker room.
Or move out of the country. You think it's bad here? Get out of here.
Find a different country, Mark.
I let people have their own opinions. I let people do what they want to do. I think that it's probably not – I was being quoted on this as saying that I don't think that's the place to make your stand. I think there are other things you can do. I think you do it out of respect for your teammates. And if you don't have respect for your teammates, you probably shouldn't be playing sports. So whether you have respect for the country or whether you respect the flag or all this, you still respect the people around you that you signed up for. And to respect the people around you is to do the right thing, which would be to stand for the anthem.
Do you think people should be allowed to do the things
they want to do and not hurting anybody else? But about Colin Kaepernick, and by the way, this guy is a philanthropist like no other. I don't know if you know what he's doing, but he's helping out charitable situations. I think he's trying to make it right a little bit. However, as a football player, I don't think he's very good. I don't think he's very good. I don't think he stands, sits, squats, whatever he does for the anthem. I don't think it's an issue. I don't think he's very good. I don't think that people and teams see his value, the athletic value that he provides versus what a true NFL quarterback should be doing. He had the nice flash, obviously, at the beginning of his career with the Niners, but I think that his skill level has eroded. I don't know if it's his head. I don't know if it's just the way it went. He's not as fast as he was. So I think it's a football issue. I don't think that people think very much of him. I don't know who's willing to give him a shot. And sure, the other stuff, if there's a difference between someone or if things being equal, that's going to probably hit him the hardest. And having said all that, 30 teams, 32, whatever, don't see the value in him right now.
So Mark, you pretty much think that he's finished as a player irregardless of his stance, and Mark,
I never say finished as a player. He's a young man. If he, you know, I thought Vince Young was nice, going to Canada. That may be an avenue for Kaepernick. He may have to go to Canada, play in the CFL, come back. I don't think guys are ever finished until they've hit an age where they just physically can't play.
You don't stand for old Canada, they'll run you right out of Canada.
but Mark, do you agree with what me and Ron say that if he feels that way about this country,
leave.
He should stay in the locker room and not be on the damn field.
No, I don't. I don't agree with that. I don't. I don't. You're being too extreme for me. So, I think this is a topic that obviously takes time to dissect. So I don't say, well, if you don't like it, you can leave. I don't. I've never been like that. So Mark,
you've got no problems with him not standing for the national anthem.
No, I told you. You listen to me. I said that it's the wrong place to make your stand because you respect your teammates by doing that. I did say that.
So then, Mark, don't you think he should have stayed in the locker room until the national anthem ended?
That would have been a one way to do it. Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Hey, listen, we got to move along because we're late. Now, John, start calling the show more, all right?
I will, Ronnie.
Get your head out of your rear end and start calling the show.
Make America great again, Ronnie.
Nice talking to you, John.
He still supports Trump, though.
I don't know why. Had a little too much Kool-Aid, put some stuff in the Kool-Aid to support Trump. We're talking with Mark Wilson on Sports Talk, Parker and the Man Fave. You can give us a call. No, John's okay. I met John one time I can remember in front of a department store in Southfield. About 40 years ago, I can remember that for some reason. 800-923-9385. You'd like to speak with Parker and the Man's Mark Wilson. 800-923-9385. Or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Demi's Restaurant in Bar, formerly Laffrey's Steakhouse, features steaks, lamb chops, burgers, and more. Lunch and dinner, drink specials, 7 days, live entertainment daily, blues on Sunday. Demi's Restaurant and Bar, corner of 7 Mile and Telegraph. If you're looking for the best quality in vitamins and nutrition at the best price in Metro Detroit, stop by Edge Living Nutrition Store in Novi. Edge Living has the hottest brands for sports nutrition, health, and wellness with certified nutritionists to customize your very own weight loss or fitness plan. Don't have time? Or shop online. To go to GoEdgeLiving.com. GoEdgeLiving.com. Edge Living is conveniently located corner of Grand River and Novi Road inside Creams and Caps Pharmacy. For all your mind, body, and sport needs, go to GoEdgeLiving.com. And Detroit Soul, changing the soul food experience. Detroit Soul features barbecue chicken and fish, and they also have smothered pork chops, turkey wings, and more. Detroit Soul serves lunch and dinner 7 days, a little dine-in, carry-out, and catering for all occasions. Detroit Soul and 8 Mile between DeQuinder and Ryan. Go to DetroitSoul.net, DetroitSoul.net, DetroitSoul.net. And Tokyo Pho Thai and Water features the best in Thai, Asian, and Vietnamese dishes. People love Tokyo Pho's Pod Prick, named after Bob Page, along with the best drunk noodles in town, also named after Bob Page. Curry Peanut, Pod Thai, and of course I mentioned, and Pho. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days, Tokyo Pho Thai is at 3420 Highland Road at Cass Lake Road. Find Tokyo Pho Thai on Facebook. We're talking with Mark Wilson on Sports Talk, and we're taking your calls, both hours here, at this number, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. I really thought John was dead. He hadn't called the show in months. I thought he died.
Again, too extreme. John was just hanging in the weeds, waiting to come back and make his way. He was fired up, and he had lots.
You say smoking weed? Is that what you said?
Smoking weed.
You said, "Oh, you said hanging in the weeds." I thought you said he's on weed or something.
That's up to John. I don't know.
We got an email, Alex. Go to it.
Actually, two of them. First one, Chuck from Belleville. He says, "As far as the Tigers go, don't expect clubs to give up their future for your team's has-beens, meaning their off-season or lack of moves."
I say it all the time. Every time that we want to make a trade in Detroit, it's always about getting rid of some piece of junk. And you think you're going to get, you know, a 1962 Willie Mays back, and that's how it works.
Well, I think the Tigers will be okay. What do you have winning this year? How many games?
For me?
Yes, you. You're the one we're talking to.
You know, I hadn't done the numbers yet. I hadn't done my usual thing, but it is now March 26th, and we are near opening day. But
yes.
I think I told you this, that you put me on the spot last time in January when I told you that the Pistons wouldn't make the playoffs, the Red Wings definitely wouldn't make the playoffs, and I said the Tigers would. So I think my over-under on the Tigers' win losses would be 86. I think they're gonna hit that number. I think 86 to 90 would be my guess, and that would be enough to get them a wild card this year.
I agree. There's nothing else in the division besides Cleveland, and it's not a sure thing the Tigers can't win the division, Mark. And I'll tell you why. Because Chisenhall stinks in right field. The number one pick, he's your everyday outfielder, and if Brantley doesn't come back, and he's only played one or two exhibition games, I'm told he's been out for almost 2 years. If he doesn't come back in left field, you're stuck there. You got a center field that's unproven. Now you've got a heck of a team.
And Jason Kipnis is hurt. And Jason Kipnis,
that's right.
You know, he may not even. You know, we'll see how he looks when he comes back. So they're already starting with a little, you know, behind the eight ball. I still think Cleveland wins the division, like I predicted last year when nobody thought they would. And I said on your show that they would win the division, and you all laughed at me. And the Indians did, of course. And
we don't laugh at you. We disagree with you, but we won't laugh at you.
Kansas City's better than you think, though, right?
I don't think they're that good.
Well, I'm not saying that the Tigers don't have a shot. I do. I think that the Tigers, this is why, you know, the best moves you make are sometimes the moves you don't make at all. And so for all the people that told me there was going to be, remember this word, two words that were used when the season ended, fire sale. That didn't happen. The only fire-sale person was Cameron Maybin, and I still don't know why they made that move, but that's beside the point. But then nobody else left. that there was going to be a fire sale. I said, in John's words, don't you agree there'll be a fire sale? I said, no, I don't agree, because I don't think that's the way it's going to roll here right now, whether it's Mike Ilitch, Chris Ilitch now, or, you know, with Mike's passing, and Al Avila. I think that they wanted to I think they believe they have enough talent. They have all-stars in all positions, and it's been obviously a weird spring training with the World Baseball Classic, and congrats to Jim Leland and
yes.
Brookins and Alan Trammell and Jeff Jones. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, Jeff Jones is a class act. I love Jeff Jones.
I thought it was great that Leland got the band back together for that and had Tram and Brookie there. It was great. And then to win it all was fantastic. I mean, it's a great feather in the Tigers' history cap.
You know, I had Jim Leland on just 3 or 4 weeks before they started this, on the 1st of February. I had him on, and then the week before I had on Ernie Witt, who managed the Canadian team.
Right, that's pretty good.
Not bad. You got another email. Go to it, Alan.
Yeah, Eric from Lincoln Park. He says, Ron, I heard you defend Ken Holland yesterday and that he should continue as the GM. Eric says he's done a good job, although he was not the GM for the full playoff streak. But he says the last 6 to 8 years have been downward decline, and that some of the bad contracts that he might need to
He did have a couple of bad contracts, so I'll give you there, but I don't think they're decline.
Weiss.
I'll give you two examples. They played Tampa. The best series Tampa had when they won the Cup was from Detroit. They beat they played the Chicago Blackhawks. They had them down 3-1, and Chicago said the best series we played was Detroit. So I don't think it was a decline. Yeah, a couple weren't that good, but no, I don't think so. I thought they played pretty well in a couple of those playoff series. They could have beat Chicago if they could have won the Cup that year.
Well, he gives a couple of examples. He talks about giving Dad two years, which forced him to trade him to Arizona. They were unfortunately unable to get anything for him. So they had to give up Jacob Chychrun, who's a good defensive prospect. Cleary, Bertuzzi, Samuelson,
Holmstrom. Well, I think they got better defensive prospects on the team
Cleary,
right now.
Cleary, Samuelson, Bertuzzi, and Holmstrom. Those were guys that he kept a little too long, he said. So,
a couple of them were a little. I don't think Holmstrom was too long.
He thinks it's not
too
long.
Yeah, but, we did this with the Tigers. We did this with the Tigers of the 1980s, the 84 and 87 Tigers, when the Tigers literally, we got nothing for anybody in Detroit. For anybody, I mean, you got nothing for Gibby, nothing for Lance, nothing for Jack, nothing for Petrie. You really got nothing for anybody for those that whole time. Nothing for Tram when he retired, nothing for Lou Whitaker, because you're on a double-edged sword. These are guys that our fans want to see play. Don't disrupt, don't take that as nothing. You know, everybody says, well, we didn't get, what did you want? Did you really want, Scotty Bowman came here, and don't forget, he wanted to trade Steve Yzerman to Ottawa.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. One of the guys who said no way, no how was Ken Holland about trading Steve Yzerman to Ottawa. If I'm going to tell you this right now about Scotty Bowman, the great, wonderful Scotty Bowman never makes a mistake.
He made a lot of mistakes.
But he had a trade ready to go with Cicerelli to the Islanders, which never happened. He never wanted, this is what I know, the Shanahan deal was not his idea. I can go back into the archives if you really want to know this, and a lot of those deals that either weren't made, which saved the hockey club, I almost said ball club, was Ken Holland, okay? Part of the reason Steve Yzerman remained a Red Wing until his finished last breath as a hockey player is Ken Holland. But if Scotty Bowman had it his way, Steve Yzerman would have been an Ottawa Senator. Don't forget that. It was this close. Okay, I'm putting my fingers very close together right now. You can't see that. So you could have lost Yzerman in the 90s. And then where would you have been?
Listen.
And by the way, Sergei Fedorov lasted as long as he did as a Red Wing because not just that deal that Ilitch gave him, that came out of, the love that Ken Holland had for Sergei Fedorov. So you can say whatever you want, but if you think you're winning cups without Sergei Fedorov, ha, ha, ha.
Well, another thing, too. There's a player, I'll say this, he's in the Hall of Fame that played for Scotty Bowman in Montreal, said, we won in Montreal despite Scotty Bowman.
Oh, look, that wasn't an indictment of Scotty's entire career.
Oh, no, he had a great career.
For Buffalo. I'm just saying that not everybody's perfect in how they handle these situations. Has Ken Holland been perfect in the post-salary cap era? No, far from it. But that list is long and wide. And the guys who have made it happen, pretty much three teams in total, the LA Kings, the Chicago Blackhawks, and the Boston Bruins, have been the three best teams in the post salary cap era now, which has now gone 10 years.
Let me tell you something else. I like this team going into next year better than I did coming into this year. They
well,
got some great
you,
young
look,
players on this team.
The game today, and Athanasiou won it in overtime with a great play from Gus Nyquist. And Jimmy had 24 saves. If you looked at the game today with the Wild, and the Wild had 95 points, they're right there in the playoffs, hunt. You know, Chicago's got that thing kind of won anyhow now. If you looked at today's game and you didn't know anything else was going on, you'd say, my goodness, the Wings are really something. You know what's weird is right now the Wings are 15-16-6 at home and 15-16-6 on the road. They're exactly the same at both places.
They had to play better at home, but I'm going to tell you something. They also lead the league in overtime games. And they're playing hard. They're losing. They're not winning a lot, but they're playing hard. Unlike the Pistons, they've got a future with the Red Wings. And I don't know the Pistons have a future with the way that's going on right now. And I'm disappointed they're playing.
72 points is still not acceptable at this point of the season.
No, it's not. It was a bad year. But they'll be back next year.
Does Blashill need to go?
No.
Is what?
Does Blashill need to go?
No, I don't think he does.
Oh, does Blashill need to go? I've already been quoted as saying, yes, I do believe he needs to go.
He hadn't been here long enough, and he didn't find his – I mean, you fire
I think you go into the LCA with a new guy, okay? I think you go into the new arena with a new guy.
I don't think so.
That's my opinion.
Well, look at Mike Babcock. Everybody talk about Mike Babcock. It was time for Babcock to go, and he's gone over in Toronto and hasn't done anything. Now, this year they got the great draft, which Holland can't because he doesn't have those picks.
The second part of this email talks about Mike Babcock real quick. He said, I heard during the Wings game, Chris Chelios made a statement during an intermission interview that the ability of the Wings to sign free agents was because of Mike Babcock and that veterans didn't want to play for him.
That's what I'm hearing, too.
That comes from the mouth of Chelios.
That's what I'm hearing, too. I thought you were going to say just the opposite. I said, no. They didn't want to play for Babcock. That's why they didn't come here. So this guy's an easy guy to play for, and they like him. I think he's fine to stay. We'll continue.
I totally disagree with that.
You can disagree all you want. Who cares?
I think Gerard Gallant should be the head coach of the Red Wings.
Gerard Gallant got screwed just because the guy that's saying,
right,
sweet little Sheila,
and
you know her if you see her.
And if I were
Tommy Rowe.
I'm Ken Holland, and I'm staying. I want Gallant to be the guy to bring me into the new arena.
Well, I'll tell you what. I love Gallant to death, and he's done a wonderful job in Florida. He shouldn't have gotten fired for Tommy Rowe. Just because
right
they idolized Tommy Rowe for his sweet little Sheila and all those top 10 hits he had.
I don't think we have this kind of season. Not make the playoffs for the first time in a quarter century and not take a hit. And I think that, unfortunately, Jeff Blashill needs to take the hit.
I disagree. Now, next year, if the players don't develop, I may agree, but not this year. I don't agree with. We'll continue with Mark.
Year, Rod, I'm cutting my losses now.
Nah, it's not a loss.
Well, getting's good, okay?
I disagree.
A guy who I think is just simply a better coach, and that's Gerard Gallant.
We don't know that. I mean, you got to give this guy time. He was one of the most sought-after coaches, and the Red Wings had to give him a lot of money to keep him here, so he'd be the coach in waiting when Babcock looked, they knew he was going to leave.
I know, Rob, but the landscape is littered with guys who were the coaches in waiting, and they were going to be the next
coach. That's all right. You give him time. He's only been here 2 years. He made the playoffs last year. So
Glenn's an elite-level coach, though.
Yeah, he is with Florida Fire. Listen, we got to move along because we're late here on a break, and we only got a couple we can even get on this break here as well. So let's – and we'll continue after this with Mark Wilson here on Sports Talk. Got Burger and Ypsilanti features gourmet burgers, choice of beef, chicken, and vegetarian, along with variety of sides. Got Burger open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to 1 a.m., Thursday, Friday, and Saturday till 3 a.m. for you party animals. You love the burgers at Got Burger and Ypsi on Cross Street at Adams, across from EMU. Go to gotburger.com, gotburger.com, gotburgeripsi.com, gotburgeripsi.com. Need paint? Go to Livernois Paint and Supply. And that's in Detroit with a huge selection of high-quality paints, over 400 colors, home of the $40 5-gallon paint. Open Monday through Saturday, Livernois, 9 to 5. Livernois Paint and Supply on Livernois between Grand River and Davison. A lot of spots to do next hour. We'll continue with Mark Wilson after the break and take your emails. You might as well email now. You're going to have to wait too long if you take a call to call in. But CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Mark Wilson the next hour on Sports Talk.
We are the champions. No time for losing. Cause we are the champions.
Sponsored by Sports Talk with Ron Cameron. Larry Elder.
Just because Donald Trump is our guy, that doesn't mean he gets a pass when he proposes things that are going to undermine economic growth. Protectionism will undermine economic growth. Compelling employers to provide 8 weeks of paid family and medical leave will undermine economic growth. Don't do stupid things just because he's our guy.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 10 on the new FM 101.5 and AM 1400.
America can change one heart, one soul at a time. And that means becoming involved in the communities in which we live.
Get involved with AmeriCorps.
I tutor kids.
I clear trails.
I help communities respond when disasters hit.
Choose how, when, and where you serve. Receive living expenses, money for school, and skills to last a lifetime. Call 800-942-2677 or visit AmeriCorps.org.
It's your world. It's your chance to make it better.